Maybe I should introduce myself. My name is Robert. I'm Eleanor's husband. And that's all I need to say. I want to, I have my sisters, my nieces, and my nephew. And could you guys stand up over here? This is my family right here. This is some of my natural and spiritual family, but you guys are our family too. You know, it's amazing the prophetic words that are coming out. And it has to do with the healing of the heart. It has to do with the restoration of who God has created us to be. Eleanor's word that says, Alaska is being born again, being birthed into a new place where all things become new. And you know, at a very young age, the enemy came into my life to try to shut down my purpose, the purpose that God had created me for. And for each one of us, it's the same thing. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's come to kill our dreams, steal our hope, destroy our purpose. But you know, God is the one who sets us free. You know, so oftentimes we look at our past and the things that we've been through. We listen to the things that have been said to us. You're no good. You're never going to make it. You're never going to really be anything. And it's sorry to say that many people have said that to us in our youth. And then we grab a hold of that and consider that to be, well, I guess that's the truth. I'm never going to go any place. I'm never going to be anyone. Until those lies become our truth. You know, there are certain facts in our life. Yeah, we've been through trauma. We've been through abuse. People have betrayed us. Yeah, those are some facts. But I know that God wants to reveal his truth to us. And I'm going to make this message just really fast because I'm going to have my brother Tim, Pastor Tim, come up. You know, for preachers to condense down into like 10, 15 minutes is really hard. So, and do our best. You know, what's more powerful, facts or truth? What sets you free? Facts? Or truth? You know, the fact is that I'm weak. The fact is that we are weak. But the truth is that we're made perfect in Christ. That's the truth. The fact is that sometimes I fail. Sometimes I fall. But the truth is we have been set free. The fact is that sometimes I might sin. But the truth is that I've been delivered, washed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I really do lack nothing. We lack nothing. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But the enemy has come to try to give us all the facts to rob us of the purpose and the destiny that God has created us for. You know that you have his divine nature within inside of you. In Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 11, it says he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And I'll let you guys read that on your own. But he gave these gifts to equip us. He gave these gifts to grow us up. He gave these gifts to bring us together and give us unity. And down in chapter 4, verse 16, it says, from whom the whole body joined and knitted together, by which every joint supplies according to the effective working. Now listen to this. By which every part does its share. And it causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. You carry the divine nature of God within inside of you. That's in 2 Peter, verse 1, it says, by which, having been given us exceeding and great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. So if we have the nature of God inside of us, and we're joined together, that means that I need you. I need what God has deposited within inside of you. And you need me. And I'm not talking about, you know, each one of us has a purpose that God has created us for, multi-purposes. There's a certain vein that he has us in. And I know now that this is a part of my purpose, is to stand in front of people and speak. I finally get it. Never wanted to do this, but here I am. And the thing about it is I've finally said, okay, God, let it be so. My answer is yes to you. And that's a part of the purpose that he has for me, is to stand in front of people like this. And he hasn't called everyone to stand up in like this. But that doesn't mean that your purpose is less. I love part of that song that was sung today. It said, I will build my life on your love. It's a firm foundation. I'm going to build my life on the love of Christ, on the love of God. That's going to be my foundation. And when the storms come and the shakings come about, we're not going to fall over. We might feel the shaking, but we're not going to be devastated. We're not going to be destroyed. Because the word of God says that you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. And we have to embrace his truth in our life. Each one of us has creativity and purpose inside of us. If you look around this room right here, even the very fabric that you're sitting on, God gave people ideas, creativity. mixing cement, electrical instruments, windows. You know, God gave creativity to all of us. And if we could just flow in what he's given us. This right here. There's creativity and love inside this vest. There's purpose in this. Right here, this is the Alaskan fireweed. You know, that represents my father, or it's the Alaskan wild rose. That represents my father. That was his favorite flower. Right here is the forget-me-not. That represents my mother, because that was her favorite flower. And all these little beads inside of here, that represents my brothers and my sisters, my nieces and nephews. Represents our family heritage. This right here just represents the eagle. Because for me, he wants me to soar high in his spirit. To see over vast things spiritual and know what it is that I should do there. And the creativity here, the red represents the Red Blood Clan. The reason why I'm saying this to you about this is it's a part of purpose that God created my sister Dusty for. She made this vest for me. And I wear it proudly, but not just to be proud. It's something that gives me strength in who knowing who I am. I know who I am in God. I know that he's created me for a plan and a purpose. I know who he is and who I am in my family. And each one of us has to come to that place where we can begin to embrace who we are. The enemy has lied to us too long, saying that we are nothing, you'll never be anything. But we have to come to a place that says, devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. And I will not believe your lies anymore. You know, I had to come out of timidity. I had to come out of being afraid of what people might think. I had to come out of being afraid to be in front of people. You know what? It takes a little bravery to do that. But each one of us, God wants us to come out of that place. And timidity is a big thing that holds us back from our purpose that God has created us for. So, God is really turning some things around for us in Alaska. He's calling us to come into the plans and purposes that he has for us. You know, he's given us each one a dream in our heart, the dreams of our youth. Let's begin to start thinking about what are some of the things that we've dreamed about. Let's let God begin to stir those things up with inside of us and realize that those are God-given things. Those are things that God has given us and bring life to them. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your word today, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, that you do not give your Spirit by measure. Lord, you're not just giving us a little bit here and a little bit there. You give us all of who you have created. You give us all of who you are. It's without measure. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are pouring out your Spirit on us today, afresh and anew. God, today, Lord, we're never going to be the same as we were, but we purpose in our heart to move forward, to move into your purposes and your plans for us. God, I just proclaim this over us in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, usually I'm pretty mild-mannered. One of these days you might hear me get excited and, you know, I'll stomp and start screaming and hollering and, you know. Until I get to that place, I'm going to have somebody else come up here that's fluent in that kind of message. Pastor Tim, why don't you come up? Share the truth that God has given you for us today. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah! You know, native people by nature are very, very quiet. That's just the way we're built. You go into a restaurant full of native people and everybody's quiet. You go into a restaurant filled with other cultures and they're like a flock of geese that visiting one another. But God does something. He flips us. He flips us. The Spirit of God touches an individual. The quiet person is touched by God. It's going to flip. That's what happened to me. That's why I praise God. I really praise God for that. But I have a mission. I have a mission just like the evangelist last night spoke, that his desire is to build up the body, to raise up the body. And God calls us warriors. I love that song. We will ride. We will ride. And Father, I pray a blessing. I pray a blessing. I pray a blessing. Stand with me, please. Hallelujah. 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 I pray that you will open our hearts, O God. I pray that our lives will be touched by your presence, O Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for what you are doing in the midst of your people here in the state of Alaska. Gracious Lord, every one of us, Lord God, every one of us, every culture, every tribe, every nation, Father, being touched by your presence, changing us, transforming us, gracious Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant us understanding in Jesus' name. Grant us understanding that we may take responsibility for the life that you have given to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to cause your light to shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Hallelujah! Oh, we bless you, we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, wonderful God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you will just cause us, your people, to be blessed, blessed with the conviction of sin. The conviction of righteousness, for you alone are righteous. And the conviction of the judgment to come, gracious Lord. Wonderful God, that we may serve you with fear and trembling, O God, that we, O gracious Lord, will in Jesus' name transform our way of thinking. Your word declares us to be transformed in the way that we think. The responsibility you have given to us, O God, I pray that we will so desire you, Father, that nothing will cause us to be deflected. Father, help us to raise up this armor that we have upon us, O God. Oh, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will, be taught by you how to war in the name of Jesus. We bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen, amen, before you sit down. You got to learn how to shout. You got to learn how to shout. Praise God. Here's a practice. Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
I know you can do better than that, you guys. It comes from the heart. It comes from the heart. Let it come from your heart. Let it come. Let it come out. Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Glory, glory to the Lamb. You take me to the land.
You take me to the land.
We will conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are. Of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The blessing that you and I have been given in this hour is to learn. Not if we need self-evaluation. Evaluate yourself continually. If you don't evaluate yourself continually, then there is something that is going to take that joy you have, take that love you have, take that peace you have, and put it away, because you have not been awake and aware about your spiritual condition. I trust that every one of us in this place has already, at one time or another, asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our lives. Amen? Amen. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here 11, 12 o'clock in the morning on a weekend, on a sunny day. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. In the Old Testament, there are three places. You're in one of three places. Say, I am in one of three places. Okay, God's people began through Abraham, right? And then a famine happened in the land, and they ended up in Egypt. Well, in Egypt, they were okay for a number of years. But then the word of God says there came a Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph, and he started going against the people of God. And the Pharaoh, made God's people slaves. Many of God's people are slaves. Slaves to sin. Or you may have been brought out of Egypt and you're in the wilderness. What was God's people's lives like in the wilderness? Hallelujah. God watched over them powerfully, didn't he? A pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Manna, wonderful, powerful things. Miracles. But what were the people doing most of the time? Murmuring and complaining. Evaluate your life. Is it filled with murmuring and complaining and pointing finger and blaming this and blaming that for the things that are happening in your life? That's people that are in the wilderness. People that are in the promised land. What is their lives like? Remember, God gave them a warning before they crossed the Jordan River. He told them to have no part of the people that they were going into, that the land was flowing with milk and honey. However, if you do what they do, if you forget who you are, what's going to happen? A snare. You're going to be snared. And many of God's people are in the promised land, but they're snared. There's just a few people in the promised land that know how to fight, that know how to war. There's a few people. So you're in one of three places. Before you go and cross that promised land, this is a heart that you must understand as a child of God. And I know you're a child of God. Say, I'm a child of God. I am a child of God. And God is within me. He dwells in me. He lives in me. Oh, how forgetful are we if we're awake and aware constantly, 24/7, that the Spirit of God abides in me. How much, Pastor, I think Michael Towles' thing is catching. Robert. Shared a scripture in Peter, and he said that we have the DNA. We have the DNA. Oh, my. When you praise, when you worship, let it not just come from your lips. Oh, hallelujah. But let it come from every blood vessel that's within your being, every muscle, everything within you. Let everything within me praise his name. He is worthy. He is glorious. He's wonderful. So when you praise God, everything within you, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gave instructions to Joshua in the first chapter of the book of Joshua. He gave instructions, and listen to these instructions. God gave. God was with Moses the whole time, right? He brought Moses back into Egypt and delivered the people, and they crossed, miraculously crossed the Red Sea. Then then they went right over to Canaan, and they sent out spies and negative report and fearful. My goodness, only two of the 12 spies came back with a good report. This land is God. God is able to do that. God is able to do that. The majority of God's people said, nah, let somebody else do it. Or we make all kinds of excuses. So what God had to do was let them wander in the wilderness for 40 more years. Oh, my. Until everything of Egypt, everyone that was a certain age, died in the wilderness. We're given warnings in Isaiah 30 and 31. Don't go back to Egypt. Don't trust in their chariots. Don't trust in their men. Don't even go to them for advice. What is the word of God telling God's people? Egypt is a representation of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Don't love the world. If we love the world, the Word of God says this, the love of the Father is not in us. This is where I believe the children of God must continually evaluate their lives. Self-evaluation is a wonderful thing. One of the ways that God gave us to evaluate ourselves is through communion. Oh, my. So take communion often, so you can evaluate yourself often. He didn't say do it once a month or twice a month or whenever. He said whenever you partake. That means you can do it every day if you want. You can do it every day. Reflect upon the price that God paid for your salvation. God's people, we are given a wonderful, wonderful privilege of serving Him. Robert talked about purpose. You know, I heard, what's his name? Miles Monroe. Is it Miles? He talked about purpose. And when he talked about purpose, he said, this thing here has a creator. He didn't just throw this together. In his mind, he knew exactly what it was going to be. He knew exactly what quality that he needed to complete the purpose for this stand. There's different stands. Some of them have little screws that you can tighten them so they don't slide down. Up here and down there. And each one is different. But before that came about, it was already complete in the mind of its creator. Just like your life. Who were going to be your parents? Who, how you're going to live your life? Everything about you was already complete in the mind of our Creator. Where you were going to be born, where you were going to end up. God doesn't make junk. God's not like us that use have to use eraser often. Everything about God is perfect. So where are you living? Are you living in Egypt? Are you still bound to the world and its ways of the world? You talk like the world. You live like the world. You're a child of God. You don't have to. But listen to me. People that are in the world have to obey the voice of the world. They have to. If you're a child of God, sometimes I share this in our body. I have a cup of coffee in my hand, and somebody bumps me. The coffee, the contents of that cup is going to spill. Because that's what was in the cup. Whatever's inside of you when you get bumped, and the way that you get bumped is, look at this guy. Look at this. You get bumped. Your pride is, or feel shame. Well, you were this way. You did this. You did that. You get bumped. It just comes out of you. And if you get bumped and the past comes back at you, comes out of you, starts coming, oh, man, how much deliverance do we need? The world, there's a spirit of unforgiveness there that needs to be gotten rid of. In this wilderness, things don't go right. I'm driving down the road and somebody comes right in front of me. Right away I start complaining. And I know what's inside of me because it comes out of me. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever's inside of you. Does it mean I'm not a child of God? No. It just means God loves me so much that he would bump me so I can reveal what's inside of me. God loves you so much. He wants to perfect you. And if you don't change, you're going to stay in the wilderness. Because you don't know how to fight yet. The only people that go into the promised land are people that are learning how to fight. There's some people, even in the promised land, that are taken captive. They're snared. The devil's only purpose in our lives is to render us ineffective in the kingdom. So pressed down with oppression of things, guilt, maybe shame, maybe anything that would cause you not to cause your light to shine. Your light is like under a bushel. Evaluate yourself. Where do you stand in the kingdom? Where do you stand? God's desire is for us to become victorious, to be warriors that ride with the king. That ride. Hallelujah. God desires life. God is life, and life is in a child of God. If there is anything other than life within you, you're just existing, and things are not going right. Life with Jesus is so difficult. Nothing is going right, and I'm just miserable, 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 miserable. Oh, my. That's not where God wants you. You weren't created for that. So what you go through, say, what I go through is a good thing. Oh, my. Everything you go through is a good thing because God loves you. He chastises those whom he loves. God loves me a whole lot. I know. The pain you go through, the suffering you go through, there is a potential in your life for the anointing. Greater the suffering, greater the anointing. Because God trusts you so much, he allows you to go through what you go through. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God wants every one of us to be effective in our walk with him. And to be effective is to die to self. You know if you're alive. You know if you're alive. See, the devil comes and tells me, you did this, you did that, you know. You're this and you're that. And my response to him is that, hey, you're right. I am nothing. I'm worthless. But Jesus is inside of me, and he made something good out of the trash that I was. And let me tell you, I read this somewhere, but it has held my attention. Spiritual maturity. I've been a preacher where I used to have a whip. When you did something wrong, whap, you did it, you did it. You went there, whap, 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 whap. You're this way. Spiritual maturity is not how pure you think you are, but how impure you know you are. I got a long ways to go. But God loves me. And he's letting me go through things in my life that causes me to reflect. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Say it. God loves me. And he loves you so much that you are going to go through whatever God allows you to go through. See, the devil wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The purposes of the devil is to render ineffective, cause destruction, and make your life worthless. That's what God, the devil's design is. But God's word says, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Purpose. God made a jewel when he made you. Something very precious. Your life is not worthless. Your life is worth the blood and the suffering and the pain that the Lord Jesus Christ valued you so much that he would send his only son. That's how much God loves you. Hallelujah. God gave us a mission. I wanna pray for you. This is a different kind of prayer. But if you have at one time in your past, if you have led somebody to the salvation knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you prayed with someone and they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives, I want you to come up. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. Come on up. Come on up. If you've prayed with someone and they came to the Lord, if you prayed with someone and they came to the Lord, I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Word of God says this. He'll take from somebody that wants to hide his talent and give it to the one that had the most. The people that have asked the Lord to come into their lives through your ministry, the people that have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their lives through your ministry, I'm praying the Father, in the name of Jesus, grant the blessing of such a hunger for souls as never before. As never before. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful God. I pray that great love, your heartbeat, Lord God, in Jesus' name, touch every one of these. Oh, precious Lord God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, wonderful God, let there be even more hunger, more desire. Father, we need to see into our lives, oh God, and we need to have your heart for souls. Father, we talk of a revival that is coming. And if we don't feel that burden you have for souls, oh God, especially in this hour, your word says that the way to hell is broad and wide. I want you to know this is not about us and them. This is not about us and them. This is about us as a body of Christ, universal, throughout the world, every land, every place, every people, every tongue, every tribe is in it. If you don't have a burden for souls in this land that we're living in, how is God going to cause a revival unless we become united one with another? It is our ministry. The ministry is ours altogether. It is not us and them. It is us altogether. The Word of God says, if you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you do it to me. They might be blind. They might not do it right and seem like they're living in Egypt or in the wilderness, or their failures in the kingdom, in the promised land. It is not that. Your responsibility is to love them so much that you would pray for them, that you would help them, that you would encourage them. They're those that are bound by hell. You have the privilege of setting them, the captives, free. The Word of God says The Word of God says your responsibility is to open blind eyes, unplug deaf ears, give them beauty for ashes. They're your neighbors. It's not in the church where the body of Christ is going to grow. It's in your home, in the people that you visit, the people that you invite into your home to eat. They're the ones that are going to be blessed. They're the ones that are going to be given the honor of coming to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you. I bless you. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your heart, Lord God, will be transferred into the lives of your people, O God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, wonderful God, wonderful Lord, I bless you. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One more thing I want you to do, guys. I want you to circle this all the way around. All the way around. All the way around. Hallelujah. Circle this. Because this place represents the body of Christ. We're going to circle it all the way around. All the way around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even you spread out, it's all right. Good, 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 good. Thank you, Lord. We're going to close. Our mission is to the world. God gave you a mission. And you need to feel the responsibility of that mission, because it's not a little call. It's a high call. Hallelujah. I bless you. I praise you. Father, we are set apart in this world. Though we are not citizens of this world, we are citizens of glory. Your word declares for your people to arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Though darkness cover the earth and deep darkness its people, the glory of the Lord will be seen upon you. Oh, children of the King, I praise you and I bless you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your people that is rising up within this land, O God, in Jesus' name. I not only speak to them that scripture, but I speak to them Isaiah 11, 2 and 3. The promises that were given to you, that the Spirit of God will rest upon you, Lord Jesus, is the same presence of the Spirit that rests upon us, O God. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of your Spirit rest upon them, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and they will delight in the fear of the Lord, and they will not judge by what they see, nor decide by what they hear. As our brother shared, fact versus truth. Fact versus truth. We do not judge by what we see nor decide by what we hear, but we proclaim the word. The child of God shall live by faith. I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you evaluate what comes out of your mouth. Evaluate constantly and repent of that which is not right, and praise him for that which is right. Thank you, Jesus. Your coffee is going to spill several times a day. So watch it, brothers. Watch it, sisters. I bless you in Jesus' name.